Can you guys hear me okay? All right, good. Do I know how to use a clicker correctly? Yes, I do. All right, good. Well, thank you, Josh and Microsoft and all of you for having me here today. Just a quick poll of the folks in the room here. How many people have heard of something called Joomla before? Oh, nice. Okay, well then, thank you. I'm done. I'm glad to see that, especially where I think a lot of folks that think of open source and PHP don't also think of Microsoft. And I'm really happy to be here today with the invitation of Josh and others to show you guys what Microsoft's been doing to help out developers and users of Joomla to get up and running on the Microsoft web platform and some of the things that we've got in the Joomla world that I think some of you developers and users in the world or in the room would find very interesting. So to get started here, I want to show you guys how easy it is with WebMatrix to get up and running with Joomla. Want to kind of pull back the curtain, especially you folks may have heard of Joomla before, but would love to show you guys a little bit of insight, especially if you come from the .NET world. If there's developers in the room, are there any self-described developers here tonight? All right, very good. Oh, great, a good portion, terrific. Want to make sure to excite some of you guys as to what we've got cooking in the Joomla world these days. And let's start off again. So who am I? So I'm Ryan Osmek again. I'm the president of Open Source Matters, as Josh was saying. It's the nonprofit organization that helps manage the Joomla project. I'm from Washington, D.C. part of the time, and the other half of the time I'm spending out in the West Coast in sometimes sunny San Francisco. I'm the CEO of a web development firm called PicNet. We do Joomla web development specifically for nonprofit organizations, government agencies. A big passion of ours is finding ways to utilize open source tools to help those that normally wouldn't have access to these kinds of technologies. And unlike these gentlemen who are some of the core maintainers and developers of the Joomla project, I am not a developer, at least not a self-described developer, which is why I have other folks doing the code on my behalf. So this slide is probably less necessary now that I know about 75% of you know what a Joomla is. Open source PHP-based content management system started in 2005. It was a fork or a spork or a spoon of what was then called Mambo, which was another very popular content management system. Joomla started in 2005. And one of our main goals is to make site building and development easy for PHP web developers and users. And finally, we want to make sure that we're providing the next generation of tools for folks to be able to get their sites up and running with modern technologies. Looking at what the web marketplace looks like for content management systems these days, 2.7% of the top 1 million websites you visit today are running on Joomla. It's the largest, one of the largest open source PHP-based CMSs, and 11% of the market share of content management systems are Joomla. What we're seeing these days within much larger companies is as open source tools, PHP and .NET tools, are being more becoming more popular, they're being absorbed and used more frequently within the enterprise. When I talk to a lot of folks, we're seeing it being used most effectively behind the scenes for very large corporations as the glue connecting together maybe proprietary systems with open source systems or doing the things necessary to bring different systems together. eBay, GE, a number of other very large enterprise companies are using Joomla. And oftentimes they're using it in ways in which you wouldn't normally expect. So maybe you'd be using Joomla normally just to run a website or a blog. Places like eBay are using it to power 16,000 employees to run analytics reports and do analytics using the Joomla framework. Lots of different varieties of using the Joomla CMS. Joomla 1.6 was released just recently. This was a three-year in-the-oven baking project, and we're happy to have that released just recently. It was able to provide a lot of big things for our designer friends in the room. We got rid of a bunch of bad HTML, replaced it with some very nice XHTML throughout the entire system. For developers, we wanted to provide a really robust framework so you can go beyond just the basics of what we had in the previous version of Joomla, move on to some more robust functionality. For implementers, Joomla always had a sort of a bad reputation for having a pretty fixed permission structure. So if you wanted to make new privileges or add new changes or create new groups of users, it was pretty tough to do. So with Joomla 1.6, we've opened that entire process up, made it very easy for folks to be able to click and point their way to providing new privileges on their site. And finally, for content managers, we wanted to make sure that people that are creating content, that are publishing information, had the ability to nest that information or deploy it however they wish. In the past, we had a very rigorous section and category structure. Now you have an unlimited nested categorization system. So big changes for us, and probably 3 hours worth of other changes that I could talk about or developers can share with you. Just some basic news about the release. One of the key things that I wanted to impart today, especially when looking to see how this can be used, Joomla can be used on Web Matrix, is to understand that Joomla in our community is just this big, massive ship, and ships that are this large are oftentimes tough to move and tough to guide and tough to customize. At the same time, we also have very small boats, very small distributions or projects that are trying to make it even more flexible for people to use. Using Web Matrix and other tools like it make it easier for our developers to make these changes, to make Joomla even more flexible and easy to utilize. So a couple of goals that we want to talk about. You know, first, we want to empower the next generation of developers. It's great that there's folks talking about how we can make the next best commenting tool for a CMS. What we're looking to do in the Joomla community, and what will be easier to use for early and adopting developers, is a tool set that allows them to expand the platform, and Web Matrix really helps us move forward in that effort. We've got folks with a lot of varied talent in the Joomla community, from designers to developers to implementers to all sorts of folks. We want to make sure that we have tools that can help them in developing Joomla code. And like I said before, very excited developers. And what's core to all of this is a mission that's very focused on providing digital publishing and collaboration. This is near and dear to my heart as somebody who's worked with a lot of humanitarian relief groups and somebody who's very interested in focusing on the democratization of tools like Joomla. So what we need to do is we need to find tools that make it easy for folks to continue to extend and to build the next generation of Joomla sites that can go ahead and push the envelope and link and connect with tools like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. What we're really happy about is the recent and ongoing contributions of what Microsoft has done for the project. And again, this is where some people in my discussion start to scratch their head. They're like, wait, so PHP and open source and Microsoft, this all sounds really fishy. Like, what's going on here? Microsoft recently signed the Joomla Contributor Agreement. Now, that's a bunch of fuzzy words, but what that really means is that Microsoft has signed an agreement that says code that they write that would be distributed or given back to the Joomla community would be distributed under the GPL, an open source license, which I think is incredible for both the Joomla community and for Microsoft to be able to do. It's really helped us move forward on things like WinCache that allow our Joomla sites to move faster, and a whole lot of other things that will be coming out in the future. For instance, coming soon, there are members of our Joomla community that are continuing to push forward on multiple database integrations with Joomla. So not just connecting with MySQL, but also connecting with things like SQL Server and going up into the cloud with SQL Azure. To be able to do this and to help us move forward has been really terrific. And using Web Matrix, it makes it really easy for our developers to install, customize, and deploy Joomla sites. So let's go ahead and take a little tour here. Switch this. And let's dive into here. All right, excellent. So what I want to do is just do a little tour about how easy it is to get up and running with Joomla using Web Matrix, and then show you guys some of the easy tips and tricks we have to customizing Joomla using Web Matrix. So what I'm going to show is the Web Gallery. For those of you that don't know, the Web Gallery is a place that you can really easily find and download very popular web software that you can utilize. If we just scroll down here, you can see that Joomla is in the Web Gallery. Joomla 1.6, which was just released a few weeks ago, has already been readied and put into the Web Gallery, so that's great. I know that I'm working with the top stuff. So let's just go ahead and type in the site name Joomla 1.6 Dublin and click Next. Great. Now, on this screen, we can see that it's very easy for us to just see what's going to be installed. If you don't already have MySQL or PHP installed on your Windows machine already, you'd be able to install those as well. It would just show up here automatically. I'll go ahead and click Next here. On this screen, this is the sample way of you being able to configure your website. So let's just go ahead and dive in here. My database name. Let's go. These darn keyboards are just slightly different than mine. Dublin. All right. And then go through the fun of adding a bunch of passwords. All right. So that's the database information. I can go ahead and choose whether I want to load sample data. So Joomla comes with a bunch of menus and content, so you can see how it works right out of the box. I'm going to go ahead and choose to keep that. Let's call our website Joomla 1.6 Dublin. And let's give it a password. And yes, let's go ahead and confirm that password. And let's give it an email address. This looks very legitimate. Excellent. We're probably going to see something here. And, yes, database passwords don't match. Great. Okay. So let's go back here. Do this again. Excellent. And hit next. And one other thing here is that Sam Moffitt, who's one of the core Joomla developers, wanted to be very specific to make sure that when you guys are creating new sites through the Web Gallery, that we're making secure passwords and we're doing things in the proper way. And one of the things that it does here is to make sure that the different parameters that are necessary for the sites are done properly. So in this case, I added a period where I shouldn't have added a period in this website name, so I'm just going to go ahead and delete that and hit Next. Great, so now it's passed all of the basic checks to make sure that we're ready to go and to install and build this Joomla site. It's quickly going through the process of installing, downloading, and installing it here locally on this computer. And in just a moment, we should be able to have a Joomla 1.6 site. Great, here's what was installed, Joomla 1.6. I'll click OK, and now we're here in Web Matrix. So right away, being that I have a very short attention span, I want to directly see what did I just create. I can click on this, and right away with my sample content, I can see that Joomla was installed, is all set to go here, and in fact, I can just go ahead and copy this, open a new tab, paste, and type in administrator, and hit enter. Great. Let's log in just to make sure this all worked right. And bravo, okay. So we're now in the Joomla administrator. We just launched the site just a moment ago. So great, so we're in here. That's looking good. Let's make our way back over into Web Matrix. What I want to show is just how easy it is to be able to change and modify files using Web Matrix, PHP files, as well as managing a MySQL database. What's really nice is that you have the ability, through this one tool, to be able to manage your files through a great editor, to upload multiple files without having to go to a separate FTP application, and to manage your MySQL database without having to go through yet a third application. So just for instance, if I hop back over into the administrator of Joomla, let's just take a look at our templates. So the templates are the designs for the site. And let's take a look at this default one that we have. And through here, there's a lot of different parameters, and through other screens, I can make some changes to maybe CSS and HTML directly through the administrator. But what if I wanted to just dive directly into the files? How can I do that very easily? I can just dive back into WebMatrix here. I can see the entire installation of Joomla is listed. I can just dive into the templates directory. I can go to one of the templates, like the bees template, and then I can open up index.php, which in Joomla speak is the core HTML template file that we use to lay out our pages. So through that, you can see all of the HTML with very nice syntax, very easy to read, make changes to, of a PHP page. So if I wanted to, I could take the time to go ahead and edit and make changes directly in here through WebMatrix. Another thing that I might want to do is say I have an images directory here. And let's say when I'm building this new site, I have, you know, hundreds of different images that my client or my organization just wants to have put up on the site ready to go. Instead of having to go to another application like an FTP application, I can just go ahead and go to a directory within WebMatrix. I can just say add existing file, and I can just go ahead and choose from files that already exist on my desktop and upload them really quickly here directly into WebMatrix so I can be in this testing mode quite easily. So I said you could do files, but you can also manage your MySQL database. So if I dive down here to databases, we can see there's my new database that I created. I can go ahead and click on the tables. And now I can see a listing of all of the tables that come pre-installed and ready to go within Joomla. Let's just take a look at one of them. This is the content table that holds all the base content and articles for the site. I can go ahead and make edits directly within this tool, make the changes necessary, just to the text of each of the columns. I can also go ahead and change or add column names or change the definitions of any of the tables within the MySQL database. And if I wanted to, I could also go ahead and create a new query. So let's say we've got some batch MySQL query for some content that we're migrating from another site to this new Joomla site. Really easy. If it's already batched up and ready to go with a MySQL query, I can go ahead, copy, paste it into here, execute it, and it's just done. It happens all within one tool, just super simple. So I'm able to go ahead and see those database changes. Now let's say we've edited the files, we've fixed our template, we've made any content migration changes using MySQL. It's time to go live. There's a publish button just at the top of the screen here. So after you've gone ahead and made the changes necessary locally, you can just go ahead and push those up onto your own web server. In this case, we can go ahead and choose to do a web deployment and type in the different parameters for our server up in the web ourselves. Or if we want to, we can import a publish setting. I believe Black Knight and some other hosting providers already have this included. You just need to ask them for the publisher settings necessary. You can download that one file, and it gets everything ready to go. You can just paste it right into here. So really easy for you to go ahead and make a deployment after you've made your customizations within WebMatrix. So don't have that, and being that the internet has been a little shaky, that's probably okay for us to skip for now. But I think with that, I've been able to cover how easy it is to just, you know, install. We did some customization of files. We did customization of the MySQL database. We prepared it for publishing and made it really easy for us to go ahead and deploy it. Simple, really easy as pie. Definitely recommend folks check this out. And I think that's all I got for now. And look forward to answering questions later on. Thank you, guys.